This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Civilians will need to be dug from bunkers under a steelworks that is the last holdout of resistance in Ukraine's Mariupol. That's what Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday after a Russian bombardment that has littered the area with concrete debris. Having failed to capture the capital, Kyiv, in the early weeks of an invasion, Russia has accelerated attacks in southern and eastern Ukraine, including on the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol. Emboldened by an oil price surge since Russia invaded Ukraine, Iran's clerical rulers are in no rush to revive a 2015 nuclear pact with world powers to ease sanctions on its energy-reliant economy. That's what three officials familiar with Tehran's thinking said. Last year, the Islamic Republic engaged in indirect talks with the United States as a route to canceling U.S. sanctions that have gutted revenues and dramatically worsened economic hardships for ordinary people. An Italian parliamentary panel has opened an investigation into disinformation on television amid a heated debate over the frequent appearance of Russian guests on the country's news programs during the war in Ukraine. The Parliamentary Committee for the Security of the Republic, which oversees the intelligence services, said it had summoned the heads of Italy's state TV network, state security agency, and communications watchdog. Voters in Britain went to the polls in local government elections on Thursday, where they are expected to punish Prime Minister Boris Johnson over a cost of living crisis and fines for breaking his own COVID-19 lockdown rules. The elections are seen as a test of support for Johnson, who became the first British leader in living memory to have broken the law with his birthday gatherings. This is VOA.